Welcome back to another episode of The Tailgate. This is week 13. I am your host, Bo Dietz, and this is Bobo's Fantasy Hub. We got another action-packed day here while we get things ready. We got a big game slate here. We had no Thursday night football, due to that COVID postponement of the Steelers-Ravens messing everything up. Congrats to the Steelers. They still got that win. Here we are. It is Sunday. It's another great day to watch football. Red Zone, if you're watching, your specific games, whatever it is, we got fantasy daily, yearly, everything. It's a day everyone looks forward to. So let's get into it. Starting off with, we got the Cleveland Browns and Tennessee Titans. I'm going to go over fantasy projections as well as who I think is going to win. I got the Tennessee Titans in this one. The Cleveland Browns, I don't think they're going to get the job done. Your lock here in fantasy is Derrick Henry. It is December. Derrick Henry is an absolute monster at the end of, the season, as proven the last couple of years. Derrick Henry is your guy. You're going to lock him in. He is pretty expensive here, though, but that's okay. He's going to be worth it. He's $9,200. As well as on the other side of the ball, you can also lock in Nick Chubb. I love Nick Chubb in this one. He's $7,700. He's broken 100 yards since he's been back from injury, and he's ready to roll. Now, you look at the last couple weeks, James Robinson for the Jags went up against the Browns, and he went off. So if he can go off, Derrick Henry can, right? So we'll see here, but I'm locking these two high running backs for my running back picks of the day, as well as a guy in Chicago. We'll get to that in a minute. So, next one here, the Indianapolis Colts and the Houston Texans. So, big injury update for this one. Will Fuller is out. Still, the Texans offense could still be electrifying. You got Brandon Cooks. You got Kiki QT. And then going up against, which I think is a sleeper pick here on the receivers, I'm going to go with Pittman. Pittman had a great game over 100 yards versus the Texans a couple weeks ago. I think he's back at it. If you give him 100 yards and a touchdown, he is definitely going to be a great pick here today. Go with Michael Pittman. Another one could be Jonathan Taylor. He's a little lower price because he didn't have a good last couple weeks. But Jonathan Taylor for the Colts as running back could be a decent pick. In this one, I'm going with the Indianapolis Colts. So we got the Colts and Titans starting off here. Next game, we're going to the Jets. New York Jets and the Las Vegas Raiders. I got the Las Vegas Raiders winning this one. Jets, I'm sorry. I do not think you're going to get your first win. Even though Josh Jacobs for the Raiders is out. So Devontae Booker is going to be your starting running back here. I don't really see a whole lot of value. Booker could be a play, maybe in a couple lineups if you throw in a lot. Cheaper price, Devontae Booker's at $5,500. I mean, Frank Gore on the other end is $4,400. I don't know how even Frank Gore is still in the league. My man is an old running back that probably going to retire after this year, I would say. Let's see here. Receivers in this game, I don't like them. For the Jets, it's too spread out. You have Denzel Mims, Breshad Perriman, Jamison Crowder. There's too many targets for a team that you just can't really trust. On the other side of the ball, I mean, Aguilar's been doing pretty good. Yeah, he's had a lot of touchdowns this year. But Aguilar could be that one guy to pick. Waller is your highest tight end on the slate today. Darren Waller could get the targets and a touchdown. If he gets over 20 points, it's a great pick. I believe he's 6,000, I want to say. 6,100 he is. So definitely Waller. Obviously, you start him in all your yearly leagues. Devontae Booker could also be that free agent you pick up in case of an injury here. This should be a fun game to watch. The New Orleans Saints and Atlanta Falcons. I don't, you know, last week Taysom Hill didn't do as good against the Denver Broncos defense. Completed 9 passes of 16. Taysom Hill still got his year, you know, your 2 rushing touchdowns, which is huge for yearly fantasy. Taysom Hill is still a decent quarterback to pick. He just doesn't have that capability of just going off, I don't think. You know, the yards aren't there, and your passing touchdowns, you know, it's a rare sight for Taysom Hill throwing a passing touchdown. You do have the Atlanta Falcons, but interesting stat, Raheem Morris, ever since he took over, I believe I heard on the radio here coming to the office, the Falcons let up an average, or I guess no more than 12 points a game averaging since he's taken over. The Atlanta Falcons defense averaging 12 points given up since he's taken over. That's crazy because their defense is not known for that. That's why they're winning games, so I would not be surprised. I'm going to go with the Atlanta Falcons in this one over the New Orleans Saints. Moving on to the Windy City, Chicago and Detroit. I got Chicago in this one. I'm sorry, Detroit fans. You know, the players are going to love it that Patricia's gone. Daryl Bevel is the new, I guess, interim head coach. And they're going to play their butts off. But without Kenny Galladay and DeAndre Swift again, the Lions will not get the win today. Trubisky and the Bears will do so. Speaking of Trubisky and the Bears, your sleeper picks for receivers, Darnell Mooney or Anthony Miller. Also, what I said, a lock at running back is David Montgomery. David Montgomery is, what are we worth here, my man? $5,500. That's a great price for David Montgomery. Montgomery, who I would guarantee gets you 15 points here this week. The Lions defense is last in the league against running backs, so definitely start David Montgomery. Jacksonville, Minnesota. We got it in another, or in a dome here. Wow, you can pick a lot of guys from the Vikings, and they probably all do good because the Jags are absolutely terrible. Almost just as worse as the Jets. Dalvin Cook is a lock at a high price. I know I said I got 4 running backs here at locks. We got Henry, Chubb, Montgomery, and Cook. Cook's probably going to go off against the Jags, but then you also got, I like Kirk Cousins as my quarterback this week. You pair him up with Justin Jefferson and or Thielen against the terrible Jags defense, who let Jarvis Landry just have an insane game last week, and Jarvis Landry has not been doing good this year. Pick the entire Minnesota Vikings, and you'll do good. next one here. Oh, also, I got the Minnesota Vikings winning that game. Miami Dolphins, Cincinnati Bengals. I got the Miami Dolphins. I don't really like any fantasy aspect in this one. Tua is starting, so there goes the Dolphins' offensive fantasy game. For the Bengals, I don't like their offense either. You know, you still got the backup. Burrow's out, so you don't got Burrow. If anyone picked the Miami Dolphins defense, they are the highest priced defense, though. I got the Dolphins. Seahawks and the Giants. I got the Seahawks. It speaks for itself. The Giants are not good. Daniel Jones, I think I got a notification saying he's out. Colt McCoy is going to start. So you got Daniel Jones. I love either DK Metcalf or Tyler Lockett. Fit him in your lineups. Obviously, one of those guys goes off every single week. Seahawks with the win, though. This is going to be a great game. Arizona Cardinals and the Los Angeles Rams. I'm going with the Los Angeles Rams with the win. I think the Rams defense will be better than the Cardinals, and then their offenses are probably going to be about the same. So Cooper Kupp could be a good play. Robert Woods could be a good play. Jared Goff could be a good play. I just don't like the matchup with Hopkins on with Jalen Ramsey guarding him. I got the Los Angeles Rams. Out in Green Bay, the Philadelphia Eagles playing the Green Bay Packers. I'll go with the Eagles. I did not mean to say the Eagles. I'll go with the Packers. Packers have been way too good. You will have Darius Slay matched up against Davante Adams, which would be a fun matchup of rebuttal here. you know, Darius Slay was always matched up with him when he was on the Lions, so this should be an interesting game. I like the Packers. Devontae Adams, I like Aaron Jones. You know, Alan Lazard could be a lower-priced receiver to pick as well. But I got definitely the Packers. Carson Wentz has it's terrible to watch Carson Wentz. It hurts my eyes. Last game of the slate, you got the New England Patriots and the Los Angeles Chargers. You know, I got the Patriots. Even though Chargers are home, Justin Herbert's been pretty hot with Keenan Allen and his offense. Eckler's back. I think Bill Belichick's going to put up a game plan to shock the world. I got Cam Newton and the Patriots here, guys. So that's it. That's all the games on the slate here. We went over some fantasy predictions, stuff like that, all the fun stuff. Wouldn't you guys please just win $1 million or myself, and we'll get this show going, or we all just might retire. Week 13, can't wait to hear NFL Red Zone guy say 7 hours of commercial-free football starts now. Well, that's the end of the show here. We're going to wrap things up. We'll see you guys on Tuesday Weekly Recap. Again, I am your host, Bo Dietz. Guys, do not forget to like, subscribe, follow us on all of our social medias. Make sure that notification's on so you don't miss the show. We also have a special announcement coming soon. We got something coming out here within the next week. We'll get that on our Facebook and all of our social medias. You guys take care, have a good week, and enjoy your football on Sunday.